Hello?
Hello, yes. Someone called me from this number.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling me back. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we're talking to people in this area and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Can I speak with Tanya Green, please?
This is her.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and before we begin this survey, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm in my apartment.
Oh, okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, and just for qualification purpose, do you live in which state do you currently live?
I live in San Antonio, Texas.
Okay, perfect. All right, ma'am, and do you live within San Antonio or outside San Antonio area?
I live in San Antonio.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Right. And I have your zip code is 78242. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Are you anyone in the household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, or by a political party or by candidate for political office?
No.
Okay. And are you, is anyone in the household, a teacher, an employee of a school, college, university, member of a teacher's union, or a teacher's
no.
association?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for the survey, what year were you born?
1972.
72. Okay. All right, ma'am, and which of the following best describes you, a woman, a man, or do you identify yourself in some other way?
I'm a woman.
All right, thank you. All right, and just to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background, or not?
No, I'm black. I'm Afro-American.
Okay. All right, thank you. That would be the next question, okay? For statistical purpose only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? You say black, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and what was the last grade that you completed in school?
12.
Okay, graduated high school, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger, whom you are a parent or a guardian?
None.
Zero, okay. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Okay, if I name someone you don't know too much about, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The San Antonio City Council, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. The San Antonio Superintendent Jaime Aquino.
I don't know him.
Never heard or don't have an opinion?
Never heard.
Okay. What about Mayor Ron Nirenberg?
Somewhat
unfavorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, and what about teachers' unions?
I don't know nothing about that.
So we no opinion or never heard of them?
Somewhat opinion. I don't know because I don't.
Okay, I will put no opinion. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a list of various education institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name some you don't know too much about, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be private and parochial schools in San Antonio.
I don't know nothing about that.
Okay, never heard of them, parochial in San Antonio, or don't have an opinion on them?
I don't have an opinion.
Okay, what about public charter schools in San Antonio?
Well, I'm neutral on that.
Okay, would that be somewhat unfavorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. All right, what about traditional public schools in San Antonio?
Favorable.
Very or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about magnet schools in San Antonio?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. What innovation in schools in San Antonio?
Somewhat favorable.
And 1882 partnership schools in San Antonio?
I don't know nothing about that, so I can't say.
Okay. But let me put never heard or no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and would you say that public education in San Antonio is headed in the right direction, or is it public education in San Antonio on the wrong track, in your opinion?
It's headed in the right direction.
And who would you say is the most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in San Antonio? Would you say the teachers union, the mayor of San Antonio, the state legislature, the school board, the governor, the superintendent, and the school district officials?
The superintendent and the school district officials.
Okay, that's who they're responsible, all right? And how important do you think it is that, you know, all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not that important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Oh, okay. All right, ma'am, and do you think that local public schools in San Antonio need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
Some.
They need to change some, okay. And from what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in San Antonio? And would that be strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and we're almost pretty much done with this survey. I really thank you for your time, okay, and I appreciate your honest opinion. Now I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. For each one, please tell me if they describe public charter schools very well, somewhat well, or if it does not describe charter school well or does not describe them at all, okay? Here's the first one. The first one says, are public schools? Would you say they describe them very well, somewhat well? Does not describe them well, or does not describe them at all?
I don't know because I don't have kids in school.
Okay, but you never heard of them, or don't have an opinion of that?
I don't have an opinion.
Okay. What about they are open to all?
I strongly agree with that.
Very well, right? Describes them very well.
Yes.
They are tuition free.
I agree with that.
Okay.
They are
non-profit.
I favor that.
Very well or just somewhat well?
No, very well.
Okay. Now, they serve mostly students of color.
I somewhat favor that because everybody should be allowed to go to that school, the school anyway.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what color they are.
Okay, they serve mostly low-income students. Do you think
that
describes very well or just somewhat well?
Very well.
Very well. Okay, and they help improve the entire public school system.
I favor that.
Very well or just somewhat?
Very well.
Very well. All right. All right, ma'am, and over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or has not changed one way or the other?
Well, it really has not changed one way or the other.
Not changed. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and if a candidate running for, you know, office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in San Antonio, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would have no effect on your vote?
I'm gonna stay neutral on that because I don't really know. So I'm not saying whether it's good or whether it's bad. I'm just neutral.
Okay. All right, ma'am, thinking about some more about local elections, many people we have spoken with say they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, and other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Always, sometimes, rarely, or never?
Always,
okay.
Well, not rarely. I'm gonna say sometimes because I have moved up here and I really don't know my way around yet, so I'm trying to.
So it'll be sometimes or rarely?
Rarely.
Rarely, okay. All right, ma'am, and moving on, which of the following do you believe is the most important issue that the next superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District should address? Would you say it would be student safety, cutting the number of public charter schools, supporting and facilitating more school choice for students, providing in-person classroom instruction during the pandemic, reducing the number of schools which receive, you know, a grade of D and or F for failing, increasing funding to public schools, or keeping good teachers, or enacting policies that promote greater diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools?
The last one that you said.
Enacting policies that promote greater diversity, right? Equity.
Yes. Yes.
And which one would be your most important one? Which one? Well, you can pick two.
Giving the teachers more pay.
Okay. Be keeping good teachers.
Yes.
Keeping the good teachers. Okay. All right, ma'am, and now I'm going to read you some statements regarding standardized student testing. Please tell me, is that really each one if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each statement, okay? Annual standardized testing of students is important to make sure students are making good academic progress. Would you strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree with that.
Okay, annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public school administrators and leaders accountable for student progress and success. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat agree with that.
Okay, the last one says annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools accountable for student progress and success.
Can you repeat that question?
Yes, annual standardized testing is of students is important for holding public schools accountable for student progress and success. Would that be?
I somewhat agree with that. I always agree with that.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Moving on, the city council, acts as the policy-making and legislative body here in San Antonio. The city charter does not include the city council having a focus on education for students from kindergarten to high school. Thinking about who makes decisions about education policy here in San Antonio, do you think that the city council should be more involved, less involved, or have the same level of involvement in education policy as it has today?
No, more involved.
More involved, okay. Okay. All right, ma'am, and changing topics, the Texas State Legislature is considering creating an education savings account program. This program would give, parents who opt out, of the public education system, roughly $10,000 per year, the same amount it costs, the state on average to educate a child each year. To pay for their children's private school, online schooling, or private tutors. Would you support or oppose this Education Savings Account program?
I oppose that.
Would that be opposed strongly or opposed not so strongly?
Opposed strongly.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and the last few questions are for statistical purpose only, okay? Are you currently employed, student, stay-home parent, retired, unemployed, or looking for work?
I'm disabled, so yes, I stay at home. I have stage 4 cancer.
Okay, so maybe call you retired or a stay-home parent, right?
I'm retired because I can't work.
Okay, retired. We put retired. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, the last question. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Low income.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, that was our last question. This includes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.